Well, I welcome this in principle. It's important that we have these draft guidelines out there at the moment, and of course it'll take some months before they're converted into guidelines. One of the key benefits will be the introduction of a new policy approach which will be applied consistently across the county and indeed the country. And that will provide more certainty for people wishing to build a new house in a rural area and the avoidance of prescriptive local policies that see different standards applied between neighbouring counties. So this is important. Now, of course, the next steps will be there'll have to be some assessments carried out. Guidelines will come before the DAL committee, and eventually they will be converted into, I believe, guidelines that will be beneficial to the people that I have represented for many years.
And the big issue for people in Donegal is the M56. Does the draft provide provision for building?
Unfortunately, the Minister for Housing, who's dealing with these guidelines, is not responsible for access onto national roads. And I raise this consistently with the Minister for Transport and indeed with the Minister for Housing, and I am expecting that there'll be some guidelines in relation to that at a very early date. I believe that they should have been issued in tandem with these, but they haven't been, and we know the road, and it's been raised continuously by councillors leaving from Donegal right round the coast back into Letterkenny. All lands off that road are sterilised, and we're not looking for planning permission to come out on corners. We're looking for planning permission and access where they're safe to do so and where there's ample vision lines. So it's vitally important now that we close off this gap now, and the Minister announces these at an early date.